Very pleased to go to the Gabriel Pizza Hotline and welcome in Red Blacks receiver, also a former Carlton Raven, Nate Behar. Nate, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Outstanding. Thanks for joining us here. I guess I got to ask you first off, what were your thoughts going through this process, right? Camps were supposed to open Sunday, and we're wondering how close are the two sides, and you've obviously got a very vested interest as a player in the league. Where was your headspace at as we were all kind of observing, and you're on the inside of this?
Yeah, it's always weird, for sure. Like you have a date in your head that you're going to be going full speed and crashing the guys and trying to make catches and all that fun stuff, and then it starts to move, and it's kind of get that weird middle zone of like, how do I stay mentally ready for the hat dropping at any time? But it was what it was. I'm sitting beside him, so I'm not just trying to pump his tires. But our reps, Prue and Anton Pruneau and Brendan Glanders, they did an incredible job kind of keeping us up to date. So we did have a good kind of understanding of where we stood. But there's no sugarcoating it. It's just weird. It's just a weird kind of dead space you sit in.
So now that you're back on the field, how great does it feel? And as I just said, just a one week out from an actual football game being played, and we all know what everybody's been through. It was a shortened season last year. You didn't play at all the year before, and now no restrictions. We're going to have a full CFL season, and now it seems to be full steam ahead.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Even the simplest things about building chemistry with your teammates, It's surprising how hard it is, when everyone's got a mask and you're kind of all stuck in your little pods, and when it's team lunchtime, you're only allowed to sit with six people in a room. And so even the littlest things, maybe at the time we didn't really take into account. Now that we're sort of back to normal and we can hang out in the lounge and eat together and walk and actually see guys face to face, it gets you really excited for how fun this is all going to be. So I can't wait to kick it off.
And it was a very active offseason, a lot of new personnel coming in, some high profile, and somebody that you're hoping to get some good chemistry with, and a new number one quarterback in Jeremiah Masoli. What's the early relationship there for you personally, and just, Masoli and some of the other new guys that have come in here and just fitting in?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been amazing. I heard nothing but good things about Jeremiah from anybody that's ever played with him, years before this, but getting to finally meet him, and he got into town, a month and a half or so ago, so we've been throwing together for a while. It's been great. Not only is he, a talented vet that gets it, but he also, he comes at things with a fresh approach with, real fire in him, and is super, a huge competitor. But he also gets it. He understands that he can bring all his guys in and sort of build those relationships as humans first, which is always awesome. And then just across the board, the vets we brought in, I'll mainly speak for the offensive side. It's great to have guys like Darvin and Jalen and stuff like that that have done it at such a high level. And the group seems to be meshing pretty well. It seems like we're all very agreeable with one another. I think is the best way to say it, which is awesome to see. You never know how new bodies are all going to. New personalities as well are all gonna gel, but it's been great so far.
Nate Behar is joining us, Red Blacks receiver. What expectations for yourself, Nate? You're a veteran now in this league here, and I know you made some comments late last season that I got to put some more responsibility myself. If I want to take that next step as a receiver in this league. So going into your off season and starting anew here, what is your personal expectations for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's to contribute at a high level. I'm past just wanting to be out there, It's about knowing what your strengths are. And I think after, four seasons, I know where my strengths lie, and leaning into those, it's even something, talking to the rookies and try to instill them in them, be who you are, do the things that make you worth, that bring you into the building, and do them as best as you possibly can to separate. And so I know what those can be for me. And so I know the sky's really the limit. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be great to be a part of, it's going to be a dynamic offense as well. So I'm not going to throw around any numbers or any bold predictions. I think I'm smarter than that at this point, but it's going to be fun. I know that I can be consistent in and out, be reliable, be dependent, not make mental mistakes and make plays when the ball comes my way, and that's just what I want daily. If that ends up being 10,000 yards, then sweet, that's awesome. I'll go to Berkey's office and ask for all the money in the world. And if that ends up being 500 and a whole bunch of wins in the good side of the column, then let's do that as well.
So what you're telling me is you're not going to compete for with Jeremiah Masoli because you took some snaps under center last season, that you're not going to pivot to quarterback?
I think my my four or five plays I have for the for my highlight tape when I'm showing my kids when I'm 50 is all I need. I don't think I need any more of those.
Speaking with Nate Behar, and Nate, I remember, I don't know if you do, we spoke to you because time becomes a flat circle during the pandemic, unfortunately. And I want to say it was during 2020 when at the stage where are we playing, are we not, there was still a chance. And you were doing some different things. And my takeaway after speaking to you on that day was, you know, you might be going in another direction with your life here. As you look back, how close did you come to saying, you know what, the pandemic influenced the decision that you possibly, you know, you could be doing something else today?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, it's funny you mention it. There was definitely a moment, you know, it definitely was starting a business and stuff like that is a lot. And it's fun because you get to get some of your competitive juices out in a very different way, you know, being I guess, an entrepreneur, which is probably the most overused word in the 21st century. But regardless, it definitely crossed my mind. I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I have people that I work with and people on my team on that side of things that, you know, support me putting on the pads and doing this for 6 months a year and still kind of keeping that all going. So it was a thought for a moment, but I think I know who I am at the end of the day, and getting to run around on the field is kind of number one on the descriptors, I guess. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, and it's, you know, how many people listening right now, no matter what you do for a living, had thoughts like that. Like when everything's shut down, it's like, all right, maybe. But then, you know what, you come back to what you're true to. Speaking with Nate Behar, Red Blacks receiver. So it is 1 week from tonight when we're going to have an exhibition game here. You mentioned Berkey, and that's Sean Berkey was the new general manager of the Red Blacks. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's still Oseg and Mark Gowdy and all the way down here. But on the football operations side, that's a new head, Marcel Desjardins. Jardin was the only general manager this franchise had ever known, so you have dealt with both here. What's the tone being set from Burke all the way down here?
I will say he's, you know, how we often talk about players, coaches, and, you know, scheme type coaches and whatnot. That's how Burke is. He's one of those players jams in a great way. He's done a very good job, just bringing sort of a level of care and genuine approach to things, kind of looking at us as people and really centering, you know, our experience as human beings first and foremost. And that's so powerful when it comes from the top, you know. He's super genuine. He doesn't, you know, he's not trying to be flashy up there and use big words and like that. And that's he's just trying to talk to us as dudes, you know. It's just a 100 dudes in a room right now in camp, and he's very open and honest with that, which means a lot, you know. It lets you kind of, you know, sometimes when the people in the suits are up there talking, everybody can kind of, you know, you get a little tight, and he does a really, really good job of letting people kind of just relax and lean back and, you know, feel like we're all sort of in this together, which is great.
Now, before we let you go, how did you prepare for this season with your off season? Did you spend it all in Ottawa, your training and just gearing up for this year?
I actually, that's funny you ask. I took quite a different approach than usual. Traditionally, I am what I think some people would call a meathead, meaning I would just sort of lift up and pick up and put down all the iron in the world and put all the weight on my back. And this year, I kind of listened to Coach Zuber, our receivers coach, and Lapo, and really just focused on being able to run forever. So I'm a little lighter than I was last year. I spent some time down south, spent some time in the Bahamas and New Mexico and stuff. But the biggest focus was just be able to run forever. And it's, you know, we're only 2 days in, but it feels like it's starting to pay off a little bit, because usually I'm all bulky and trying to be a little muscle hamster. And this year we're feeling a little bit more like a distance guy that can kind of, you know, hopefully last 18 games, which is the real battle.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we can feel your energy, and great to have football back here. And we got a game, preseason game, albeit coming up 1 week from tonight. It's going to be so much fun just to see a full crowd watching Red Blacks football again. And Nate, appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.